Hello and welcome to our Science Talks program with Isagenix. My name is Kirsty Cody, your host. And if you've been listening, you know that we just published a Nutrient Timing Secrets to Weight Loss podcast with the amazing Dr. Paul Arciero. That was part one. This is part two today, which is Nutrient Timing Secrets to Optimal Body Composition. Guys, lean muscle. Women, lower body fat, right? So we've got a lot to cover. And I did a beautiful intro with Dr. Paul last time. I'm not going to cover everything, but let me just tell you right now, he is so accomplished. He's a brainiac. We're so grateful to have him a part of our team. He is a fellow of the International Society of Sports Medicine, also a fellow of the American College of Sports Medicine, and a fellow of the Obesity Society. He's also a member of the advisory board of the American Heart Association. He does a lot of consulting with different companies in healthcare as well as nutrition. He serves on our scientific advisory board as well. He's been the main lead on our beautiful research and studies that have been ongoing for the last couple of years through the exercise and science, health and exercise science department at Skidmore College, with Dr. Paul leading that. So, Dr. Paul, it's great to have you back with us today. Welcome.
Oh, what a pleasure it is to be here, Kirsty. I am so grateful that you have me on these podcasts, because it's a wonderful platform to share all of this information, and you do a phenomenal job at these podcasts. So congratulations and thanks for inviting me.
Absolutely, our pleasure. All right, well, I know that this is probably, I know all of the ladies loved Secrets to Weight Loss, probably more so than the dudes. And now, of course, guys are going to like number two in this two-part series, probably the most, because all guys are looking to increase that lean mass, cut and shred and become stronger. And of course, I know that you break these down in a few different areas. And maybe if you could just review the quality of food and nutrition, and then of course quantity, and then from there we can move into the nutrient timing of everything.
Excellent. You know, when we think about nutrient timing, Kirsty, it is broken down into the quality, quantity, and frequency. And in terms of the quality, it really is a combination of consuming whole foods, fortified foods, and then supplements, nutritional supplements of some shape or form. And so incorporating those three to help you achieve nutrient timing is really what I think most people would agree is the most beneficial way, most effective way, in order for you to maximize the nutrient timing research and science out there. And in terms of the quality, we're really focusing on, number one, the most vital nutrient, and that's protein. We have to maximize, and you mentioned before that, you know, the guys are probably going to be into this one, nutrient timing for optimizing body composition and sport performance. And I would say yes, but I know so many women, you know, yourself included, that are so such wonderful examples of a fit and healthy lifestyle, that I have a feeling there's going to be just as many, and maybe even more, women that are going to benefit or, you know, really gravitate toward this one. And I would also say that, listen, if there's guys out there listening to this one and they haven't listened to the weight loss one, guys, get over to that weight loss podcast, because some of you definitely need it. You know, I think sometimes the guys just think about, I want that muscle. But at some point in time in their daily life, they're going to have to also contend with that little bit of extra weight gain that maybe has crept up on them. So yeah, I think hopefully both of these are of great value. But in terms of the quality, again, we're looking at the highest sources of protein that the body benefits from, and that would be number one, whey protein. And of course, Isagenix leads the way, no pun intended, in terms of providing the highest quality protein in terms of their Isolean Pro, their Isopro, their bars, the Amp line. So they're really delivering, I would say, the top shelf sources of protein as a leading health and wellness company. And then we know that there are whole food sources, things like eggs, and we talked about other animal sources, fish, wild fish, and beef, and pork, and turkey, and things like that. And I would, again, encourage people to choose mostly sources that are sourced from organic or local good farming practices and good livestock practices and good fishing practices, and those would be things that would really help enhance the quality of those animal sources. And then for the same with the vegetable plant, what we call plant-based sources, making sure that they're primarily non-GMO sources of plant sources of protein in the form of legumes, which would be chickpeas and lentils and black beans and even things like the grains of quinoa. So those are the quality components, and everybody should be focusing on those as their primary intake of the nutrients that their bodies need. So that's the quality. And it goes hand in hand, especially with really fit, active, fitness-minded men and women. That should be their starting point, is that quality.
Excellent. And then let's get into quantity, because this is a bit different. I know that you, in part one, you did stress the spacing, the protein pacing of throughout the day. I know that that is just as important on this, but also you did make mention when it comes to weight loss on our previous podcast that sometimes people eat too little, right? But when it comes to this, when it comes to optimal body composition, we're talking about people who are more active all the way up to your triathlete. You know, this is going to be a little bit different of a breakdown in my mind, right?
Absolutely. In fact, you know, you just made a really important point. I think regardless of whether somebody's looking for weight loss or they are looking to adopt a nutrition strategy to optimize their performance, I would say that one of the most common shortfalls and shortcomings that people fall prey to, whether it's weight loss or optimizing competition and body composition and performance, is that they don't consume the right amounts and the right timing of nutrients and the right ratios. And what I mean by that is nutrient timing really is about optimizing the distribution of nutrients in the form of protein, carbohydrates, and fats to enhance recovery. And specific now, we're talking about performance and body composition. The number one goal should be enhancing your recovery, helping your tissues repair and rebuild. For people that are wanting to achieve the highest levels of performance and body composition, it's about optimizing muscle protein synthesis or body composition. And here's one that often gets overlooked, Kirsty, because it just popped into my mind, is mood. You know, when we think about keeping your mood state elevated and enhanced, you know, if you don't have the proper amounts of nutrients coming into your body in the right distribution, that's a major shortfall of people on their journey to succeed in terms of their fitness and their performance. So I don't want to lose sight of that. And one of the, you know, important nutrients is without question protein. We know the effects that protein has on mood. It's a mood elevator for most people. And so when we deprive ourselves of protein and high quality protein and the right amount of protein, it really compromises our mood state. But carbohydrate is absolutely essential. We know that the healthiest sources of carbohydrates in the form of fresh vegetables and certain fruits, berries, and even some grains and legumes, those play a critical role in enhancing our mood state. So, I know there's so many different types of diets out there. There's a ketogenic, fat-adapted diet. There's the paleo diet. But I really caution individuals that are looking for an optimal lifestyle, whether it's weight loss or in this case specific to performance, fitness performance, you can't deprive your body of carbohydrate. It's just a known fact that your body thrives, and we're talking about your mood in a very big way, thrives on making sure that it has the proper amounts of carbohydrate coming into your body with that training to keep that mood high. And then fats, same thing. We know, there's unbelievable evidence with high quality fats in terms of the omega-3 fatty acids in helping people with anxiety and depression. And so, imagine you're on your quest to run your first 5K or half marathon or your first Spartan race or Tough Mudder, whatever it might be, right? I mean, those are challenging races over an extended period of time. If you deprive yourself of any one of those nutrients, protein, carbohydrates, or the right types of fats in the form of omega-3 fatty acids, you're gonna really limit and compromise your body's ability to complete that. And some of it might not be related to your muscles' ability, it might be related to your mind and your mood ability to complete it. Because if you're not nourishing your mood in the right way with those carbohydrates and fats along with the protein, you're gonna have a huge shortfall in your performance. So never underestimate this ratio, this timing. So in terms of the quantity, protein without question should be at that 20 to 40 grams. And if I could just customize it a little bit more here for the athletes here and the performance-minded women and men that are listening in, I would try to stay closer to a 1.4 to 1.8. In some cases, I would say maybe even to go up as high as 2 grams per kilogram of body mass. So that would be the ideal, I would say 1.4 would be the absolute lowest amount of protein that you would want to shoot for. You want to be closer to that 1.6 to 1.8, maybe even up to 2.0 grams per kilogram of body weight that you should be taking in at each of these protein pacing meals along this nutrient timing model. So that would be the ideal. And then in terms of carbohydrates, it's going to range. There's a pretty wide range of what you want to choose. Whoops. I don't think that was me.
That was me. My phone just went off, guys. Technology at its finest. Go ahead, Dr. Paul.
Yeah. So a carbohydrate feeding would be somewhere around 0.8 to 1.2 grams per kilogram per hour, particularly during competition. If you're competing out there, you wanna strive for that amount. That's kind of a relative amount of carbohydrate intake that you should be consuming.
Okay. All right, this is good to have the specifics on proteins, fats, carbohydrates, just because it's interesting. I mean, I know of a guy who has a very, very lean body. He's very built. He's very disciplined on his nutrient timing, so to speak, with this protein intake. And it's funny because this sounds kind of bizarre. He will not listen to me based on quality of proteins. And he won't listen to me in regards to fats. So he's doing it. He's getting good results. But how much better can your results be when you're actually focusing on the quality, like what you've mentioned? And, getting in those good quality proteins. I mean, fish is amazing. Having a beautiful, rare steak is amazing. But man, getting the quality of protein that's within our Isoline or our Isoline Pro is absolutely insane, right? I mean, in your scientific mind and opinion, what are your thoughts on that?
Oh, I couldn't agree more. I think that, sometimes looks are deceiving. I don't know your friend, so I don't want to throw him under the bus at all. But, there are people that can achieve pretty impressive physiques, but they can do it in a way that is just simply not healthy, right? I mean, take a look at, I'm not disparaging anybody here, but if you talk to a lot of physique builders and bodybuilders, they'll tell you that it's not healthy what they do, right?
I mean,
it's extremely extreme, I would call it, and it's just not healthy for the body. And they would be the first to admit it, that it's completely, kind of just a alternative type of lifestyle that they live in order to get ready for these competitions. So my point here is that looks are deceiving. And so even though your friend is achieving this wonderful body composition, it doesn't mean necessarily that he's healthy. Mm-hmm. It doesn't necessarily mean that he's completely happy and satisfied and his mood is always elevated or other things in his body are at a high optimal level. And to truth be told, that we know that there are many athletes that once they get to that point of extreme leanness, they run the risk of having a compromised immune function, for example. They don't have the energy reserves to be able to sustain a level of output, especially if they want to be a competitive athlete. So, you know, I think we all have to keep things in balance, and we have to always consider the holistic mindset as we are approaching these things. And so while an aesthetically beautiful body, if it's defined by that of, you know, extreme leanness and vascularity, is the ideal, it's not necessarily always the healthiest. And I think that's the bottom line message that I would like to get across. And so, you know, there are lots of different definitions of optimal health. And I would say that one where we can have an outward appearance matching our inward health is, and our performance. I don't want to leave that out. So it would be three things: our outward physique and you know, appearance matches our inward health, which matches our physical performance. I mean, that is the holy grail of being optimally healthy. And boy, I really love how I just captured that. So I'm glad it's in a podcast, because I think that's truly the essence of what it means to be optimally healthy, is being able to have those three things congruent, mm-hmm. and working synergistically with each other. And mm-hmm. I would just caution people that sometimes we do pay a huge price to focus on just one of those. Really, right? I mean, look what happens when people only focus on performance. You know, they usually do things that are illegal and run the risk of really harming their bodies, as we've seen with anabolic steroids. When people only focus on an outward appearance, sometimes they really compromise their performance and their inward health. And sometimes people that are so fixated on their inward health lose sight of the bigger picture, and it causes such distress that it actually is an unhealthy state. So, yeah, I think living a life of congruency and synergism among those three things is really the ideal. And so that really comes back to what we were talking about, and that is the amount. You know, making sure that the quantity of all of those nutrients, of protein, carbohydrates, and fats, are at a level that really support our overall health at the highest level. And when it comes to the frequency, the frequency and the timing of nutrient timing, it's really about, again, starting that day off with that really healthy, nourishing isolean shake. And for athletes, Kirsty, I think here's an opportunity for them to incorporate a few extra calories. So when they wake up in the morning for that morning muscle maximizer, here's what I would recommend for those that are seeking optimal performance and body composition: put in some fresh berries and fresh vegetables. You know, throw in some spinach or kale, throw in some organic carrots, throw in some berries, throw in blackberries, raspberries, blueberries, strawberries, boysenberries. You know, those are phenomenal. You can even put in some pomegranate. And then I would put in some healthy fats. I would put in either a nut butter or a seed butter of some type, flax seeds, chia seeds. You could put in some almond butter or peanut butter, cashew butter. You could put in some coconut butter. So I think, you know, there's a real opportunity for helping not just your performance, but also your body composition here. And these things would help facilitate that, especially for the fitness minded enthusiasts that we have on this podcast.
Yep. Fantastic. I love it. I love nut butter too. Anything else that we need to know in regards to nutrient timing when it comes to our athletes, yeah. our athletic minded individuals?
Yep. And so what I would conclude with is this, is that it's actually super important that they are meeting that timing criteria of not just the protein, but the other nutrients. If they're endurance athletes, they need to put in an adequate amount of calories in the form of carbohydrate and fats to accompany the protein. The protein pacing is still priority number one, but just as important as meeting their caloric needs with healthy carbohydrates and healthy fats at each of those feedings. And I would also encourage adaptogens for this group as well. Not that all of us can benefit from them. We can. I mean, they're really extremely important for weight loss, but for fitness, because the body is under that additional stress, that having some form of adaptogens would be critically important. And that's where I would put the plug in for Ionix, for example. I would say is just absolutely mandatory. I'm a big fan of the Nox as another supplement that would be really advantageous in terms of timing and nutrient timing for athletes, because it's such a great vasodilator and oxygen sparer in the body. And so with the adaptogens, e-shots would be good for those that tolerate caffeine. There's not a lot of caffeine, but in the e-shot, about 80 milligrams, but it's a significant enough boost. But the other huge advantage of the e-shot is making sure that you're getting in those adaptogens that are also included within the e-shot. And that's going to be critically important for athletes. And they can do that when they do their timing as well. So those would be things that I just think are critically important. I'm a huge fan of the AMP line myself as an athlete, so I compete myself, obviously, still at a very high level, and so the AMP line is critically important for me. I love the AMP fuel. I love the hydrate. Of course, I said the Nox, and then the AMP bars, I'm a big believer. So those are all how I nutrient time within my exercise routine of my prize exercise. And so I think, the little nuances of nutrient timing really are built around the exercise that the person is doing. And in this case, if they're following the prize protocol, they're making sure that their nutrient timing at the beginning, during, and then at the end of the exercise. Before the pre-exercise, it's really about making sure that you have adequate energy supplies, number one. Number two, making sure that you have the right nutrients that are going to help feed the muscles with what they need. So it would be something like the AMP Power or the AMP Nitro, definitely the Nox, and then the E-Shot. You'd be, kind of a combination of those, not all of those, but a combination of those. And then during, it would be just making sure that you're, staying well hydrated and replenished with the electrolytes. So AMPed hydrate and the AMPed fuel would be your go-tos there. And then you could do the AMP recover during, or you could do it at the end of the workout in your Isopro or with an AMP bar. Or even an Isolene or an Isolene Pro Shake if you wanted for the post. And so that would be how you would do the nutrient timing if you're an athlete. Critically important. And then, of course, instead of calling it a bedtime belly buster, you're really calling it a bedtime muscle maximizer. So you have a morning muscle maximizer and then the bedtime muscle maximizer. And that's really super important that you're staying on that nutrient timing schedule as an athlete, because you want to make sure that you're really augmenting and facilitating the things that I started the whole podcast with, and that is making sure that you're providing your body the nutrients that you need to recover and repair and rebuild, making sure that muscle protein synthesis is active overnight while you're sleeping. I mean, that's a huge window of time where your body has an opportunity to build new muscle, and then you're keeping your mood at a high level. I mean, that's such an important factor, especially as we're out there performing.
Yep, fantastic. Good. Well, you know what my question is? My question is for you, Dr. Paul, because this is the last podcast of the two-part here. And last minute I have you is, what's your favorite shake? How are you blending that sucker? What are you putting into it? Because I know you're an athlete yourself. So yeah. Give us the Dr. Paul recipe for the Isolene.
All right, you ready? Here's what I do. I take I'm an Isolene Pro guy, although I will do an Isolene on occasion as well, but you're asking me for my top one. So it's an Isolene Pro. Usually it's a vanilla, and I'm not a French vanilla as much. I'm just kind of a straight up vanilla guy. And I put in a scoop of Ionix, of course. I put a Isogreens in there. And then I'll usually have a Nox Chaser. I know that sounds a little crazy, but nice. I'm having that morning shake. And then I'll put in whatever fruit I have available. So I'm either going with blueberries or blackberries, some strawberries. I'm putting in some avocado. I usually have half of an avocado in there as well, and a little bit of coconut butter. And if I really need some extra nourishment, if I'm doing one of my prize workouts, such as the endurance, or I'm getting ready for a weightlifting, a resistance training bout with my prize, I'll put in a scoop of almond butter. And then I'm blending that up. And what I use for liquid, that will sometimes depend, but sometimes I'll use a plant-based milk. So it'll be like an almond or flaxseed or coconut milk. And I'll just blend that up. And man, I'm just getting myself hungry thinking about that, because that is my all-time favorite shake.
I love it. I love it. I know. And then we have the essence essential oils, right? So people are taking like a toothpick and just kind of dipping it into the peppermint and swirling it in the chocolate. I mean, we're going to have a podcast on recipes here in about a week or so. So be watching for that. I know that'll be a fun one too. But Dr. Paul, thank you so much for coming on for both of these amazing podcasts that you've done, not only for weight loss, but body composition, optimal body composition when it comes to nutrient timing, just all of your tips for success. We really do appreciate you and value your time.
Thank you, Kirsty. It's been a pleasure.
Absolutely. And of course, for everybody that's listening, thanks for taking time out of your busy schedules to be with us as well. And so make sure that your Isagenix family knows where to find these incredible podcasts, isagenixpodcast.com. And man, all I can say is put all this to the test. We want to hear your feedback. Send in your success stories. And until next time, best of health. Take care. Bye-bye. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Earning levels for Isagenix independent associates that appear in this publication are examples and should not be construed as typical or average. Income level achievements are dependent upon the individual associate's business skills, personal ambition, time, commitment, activity, and demographic factors. For average earnings, see the Isagenix independent associate earnings statement found at www.isagenixearnings.com. The weight loss testimonials presented only apply to the individuals depicted, cannot be guaranteed, and should not be considered typical. A 2008 university study showed statistically significant weight loss of 7 pounds during the first 9 days of the cleansing and fat-burning system. As with any health or fitness program, a sensible eating plan and regular exercise are required in order to achieve long-term weight loss. If you are pregnant, nursing, diabetic, on medication, have a medical condition, or on a weight control program, consult your physician before using Isagenix products or making any other dietary changes. Discontinue if an adverse event occurs.